Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Did you get that? Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That is awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'd like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is available at DennisJernigan.com, iTunes, and other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is now available on Amazon.com. It details the many times I have felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and it shows how God met me in each and every one of those moments. I think it will be of great encouragement to you. I really do. And today's podcast is the story behind a song from the new collection called Dance With Me, My King. It was born way back on September 28th of 1987. Henri Nouwen says this, "Intimacy is not a happy medium. It is a way of being in which the tension between distance and closeness is dissolved and a new horizon appears. Intimacy is beyond fear." I like that. Intimacy is beyond fear. Molière says this, "All the ills of mankind, all the tragic misfortunes that fill the history books, all the political blunders, all the failures of the great leaders have arisen merely from a lack of skill at dancing." I think that's just another way of saying intimacy is important. Intimacy is of vital importance to the believer. This is an old song from the days when I first began leading worship in a public setting in Oklahoma City. God had been doing so many wonderful things in my life, and I was being drawn more and more into the healing places one finds in that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Though I was still not publicly sharing my story of deliverance at this time, I was still very honest and open with the Lord about my past. I discovered that as I openly confessed my sins and hurts to the Lord, I was not rejected. That's important. As I confessed my sins and hurts to the Lord, He did not reject me. But rather, I found a depth of embrace I never thought possible before. The thing I feared most was being found out and then being rejected because of my shortcomings. But what I found in my relationship with Jesus Christ was just the opposite. This song was a song of intimacy I would sing privately to the Lord during times of intimacy with Him. When I began to release it publicly, ladies would often be drawn to dance, beautiful dances of worship to the Lord, and many people would be ministered to in the process. Even though I still could not share the depths from which the song had come concerning my past, I did find great joy in seeing others experience that same release and that same freedom that I found in that intimate dance with my Savior. And now you finally know the rest of the story. As I now deal with Parkinson's and the loss of my voice, I have grown accustomed to, I expect, intimacy with the Lord. I really do. It is honestly the key to my sanity and the key to my comfort. Intimacy with God alleviates pain and dispels fear. Intimacy occurs when I turn to my God and I say, Father, here is my heart. Into me, see. Hiding nothing from Him, withholding nothing of myself from Him. But that's just the first step of intimacy with God. True intimacy occurs when I turn my heart to Him in naked honesty, and He turns His heart toward me in that same moment, and He says to me, "Here is my heart, son, into me see." It's in that moment that true intimacy is attained. Nothing hidden, everything shared. I will never forget the first time I danced with my wife face to face. I will never forget the intimacy of that moment. I will never forget the physical intimacy of our union on our wedding night. Why? Because it was the first time, as a man, I felt completely known and completely accepted by another human being. It was also the first time I felt I knew another human being, my wife, in such a way that can only be described as pure, holy ecstasy. Knowing God is like that. He knows everything about me, and He loves me anyway. My greatest desire and the deepest desire of my human heart is to know and to be known by my Maker. It is this type of nothing hiddenness that I felt when writing this song. Completely known, knowing another completely. I dance with my King for the sheer joy of the way He has transformed my sorrow into song. Psalm 30, verse 11 says this, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness." I dance with my King for the sheer massive worth of who He is. Psalm 149:3 says, "Let them praise His name with dancing. Let them sing praises to Him with timbrel and lyre." I dance with my King for the cleansing He brought to my sin-stained soul. Jeremiah 31:13 says this, "Then the virgin will rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them and give them joy for their sorrow." I dance with my King for loving me even when I turned my back on Him, for loving me right where I was, for loving me enough to not leave me there. Luke 15, verses 21 through 24, you know the story. It says this, "And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.'" That's the prodigal son. "I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and he has been found.' And they began to celebrate." Guess what? I dance with my King as a child with a father, fully restored. Just because of who He is.
Dance with me, my King, while the heavens sing. I love your name, how I love your holy name. Dance with me, my King, while the heavens sing. I love your name, how I love your holy name. I love your name, Jesus, how I love holy, holy name. I love your name, exalt your name, Most High. I love your name, exalt your name, Most High. Dance with me, dance with me, dance with me, my King. Dance with me, my King, while the heavens sing. I love your name, how I love your holy name. So dance with me, my King. And sing how I love your name, how I love your holy name. I love your name, Jesus, how I love your holy, holy name. Dance with me, dance with me, dance with me, my King. Oh.
Father, how we love your presence. Thank you for the possibility of having an intimate relationship with you through faith in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, intimacy is everything. Relationship with God is the key to ultimate intimacy. It is my honest belief that every human heart's greatest desire is to know and to be known. Let's just practice knowing God this week as we walk in intimacy with Him. Let Him inside your hidden places. He loves you even there. Let Him. Such knowledge makes me kind of want to dance. I love today's episode. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all done. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? It's easy to do. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple. It's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. Allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, like the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. I have several children's books, several devotional books. I even have a novel called The Short Life. Check them out, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song Dance With Me, My King, from today's podcast, from the studio recording called The Middle of Nowhere, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you right where you are, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.